Dennis Lloyd, Nevermind on Today FM. It's Claire back in for Fergal Darcy, and you guys are being very generous sharing your awkward, terrible flirting stories. Paula got in touch to say, I had a guy once in college compliment me by saying on a night out, wow, you look amazing. Normally you look so tired and sick in class. What is it with Irish guys? I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's like, you know, it's like that backhanded compliment thing. You can't give a full compliment. You have to kind of like, you know, add something else in there so you seem cool. I don't know. But yeah, no, straight up compliments, if it's sincere, I think it's always good. And Podge on WhatsApp said, I don't flirt. At least I don't mean to. Yet my missus says I'm always flirting. I just think it's being friendly. Yeah, you see, maybe this is the Irish problem, Podge. People don't know if someone's being friendly to them or flirting at them. With them. I have to stop saying that, flirting with them. Hi to Rob on WhatsApp as well. I showed a girl that I could click my fingers. Still together over 12 years. We are married now. Okay, so I think she may have been into you already, as opposed to you know, it being the clicky finger thing. I don't recommend that people maybe try and do that. Leona said, I hate when guys come over to you with cringy chat up lines instead of just chatting to you. The worst I've heard was, how much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice. I think that's funny. That would work on me. It says, oh God, just introduce yourself for God's sake. I don't know, like a good chat up line, a little icebreaker. You know, I mean, you can kind of, it's a good way, like if it's someone that you're interested in, that you might kind of laugh and maybe start talking to the person. But if not, and I don't know, I think it's very hard to go up and approach someone as well. So you kind of have to give them a bit of slack if they're not being rude or obnoxious or like getting all up in your space. But let me know. And we're not really getting that many flirting tips. It's more people sharing their awkward stories. But if you are some sort of flirting ninja and you have something that you can pass on to the awkward Irish population, please text or WhatsApp Today FM 0874 100 102. This is Bell X1. And we've got Niall on the phone. How are you getting on, Niall?
Claire, how are you? You well?
I am very, very well. So, Niall, you are married.
I am married to lovely Fiona.
Oh, hello, Fiona. And you are going to donate your chat up line.
I don't need any more. I don't think I need it anymore, anyway.
Well, I hope not. did you use this line on Fiona?
It won her over in seconds.
Okay.
She was literally putty in my hands after 5 seconds.
And how long are you married for?
We're married 7 years in 2 weeks' time or so.
Beautiful. Congratulations. Happy early anniversary. So go on, share us this amazing line. Everyone's got the pen and paper out now. They want to know how they can get someone to be putty in their hands, Niall. Go for it.
Pure cringeworthy. My one is, hey, I'm no Fred Flintstone, but I can make your bed rock.
That did not work.
It didn't know.
Oh my God.
It's always worth a shot. If nothing else, you'll make them laugh. I mean, marry someone who makes you laugh, not as good looking.
Well, I mean,
laugh forever.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, looks fade, but you know, you don't want to be with someone who's not funny. You know,
yeah, looks important. Funny and good looking, so she has it all.
Oh, so smooth, Niall. I love that confidence. Fair play to you. Well, listen, tell Fiona we said congratulations, and I'm glad your cheesy chat up line worked out so well. Thanks a lot.
Claire, take care.
We also had James on the phone. Hello, James. How are you?
Hi there. How are you doing?
What did you think of Niall's chat up line?
Yes, not bad. Not bad. Much better than my eye.
Wow. This is the bar that we're dealing with, people. That one's not bad. James, tell us this is a terrible chat up line that you had on holidays.
Yes, I was many moons ago, but I was in a Greek nightclub and I was talking to a very lovely looking girl who smelt great. And I said to her, you look better than you smell. And of course, as I said it, the music stopped, so all my mates heard it. She turned away and they fell to the floor, basically.
So, sorry, you were trying to give her a compliment that she maybe smelt nice and looked nice.
She looked even better, but yeah, it wasn't taken that way.
So you said you look... Oh, so you were trying to say, you smell even better than you look or something, but you said to her, you look better than you smell.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm blushing so hard for you right now, James. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Right. How's it going
that
since?
Been,
have you?
Been put. I'm happily married, 12 years married. So.
Okay. Okay. So this is a long, long time ago. You're not too stressed out from it or anything.
No, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thanks so much for getting in touch.
No worries.
Okay. Cheers. Oh my God. I'm actually bright red after listening to those. You look better than you smell. Oh no. That's awful. If someone gives me a compliment, I usually go, yeah, great. Thanks. thanks very much. Yeah, you too. You too. Like, I don't know how to go, oh, thank you very much, I really appreciate it. I just go, yeah, cheers, thanks. Now I'm going red for myself. Back in a minute with Florence.
Ladies, it's started. The Pamela Scott Massive Summer Sale is now on with up to 50% off your favourite.